from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looks absolutely brutal outside.
Brutally hot outside, yes. It's going to be like 100 degrees out there today, and... If you're thinking about mowing today, Josh texts last night, I think I'm going to have to break my rules of mowing. Here's the deal. Weekday, 7 a.m., you're fine.
For sure.
Right? 7 a.m. Sure. I think 7 a.m., you're fine on the weekends. Yeah.
My rule is once the trash trucks start coming out, you can go ahead and
mow out. Okay. All right.
I would assume it's the same annoyance of hearing like, same thing as hearing the guy fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I think during the week, I don't care what day it is during the week, 7 a.m. is a perfect start time for mowing. Weekend, you might want to push it back till 9 o'clock or something
at least.
But during the week, 7 a.m., everybody's up. They're doing their thing. They're getting ready for work. If you want to mow at 7 a.m. and get it done and not have to worry about the heat that's going to be out there today, go ahead and do it. Dusty's playing golf at 4 o'clock today. There you go. Go out there. 4 o'clock. Perfect time for golf. Perfect time for 18.
He's dedicated to the grind, baby.
I love it. You were the one who last Monday goes, we'll be done by 6:30, 2.5 hours. How long did it end up taking you out there?
Three and a half hours.
We were done at 7:30. Three and a half hours. That's what it was. Why don't you ask them to play through then? Or was it one of those like you're trying to pass somebody on the road or in a grocery store aisle and you just can't get past them because they're doing a great job of being a pain in the ass.
Well, there was speed matching.
There was another threesome in front of them, so it's just like you're racing to a red light.
Gotcha. So at that point,
it's just like, all right, we're going to play about, a couple minutes behind pace, but it was fine because, the sun goes down. It
wasn't 100 degrees, though, last weekend, so this will be
also,
100.
Also, to the mowing thing, if it's going to be 100 degrees outside, why don't you just kiss my ass? I'll mow whenever I want to, dude. I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, Bob, you're mowing your yard at 7 a.m.?
Like, that's right. Yes, I am.
9 a.m., it's going to be 96, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to have all the sweat pouring out of me, and I don't want to die, so I'm going to get out here and cut the damn grass.
Yeah. And when you come home at night, Gary, and it's hotter than hell, and I'm drinking my Gatorade watching you mow from the inside of my blinds.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to like that, because Gary came home, put his khakis on the bed, and put on his mowing shorts and went out there with his sneakers that are 85 years old, stained green, and went out there and cut the grass at 5 o'clock and then sweated his ass off. So I'll be honest with you. Get started now. Get it done now. The hell with it. Everybody's getting up. Everybody's getting ready. People are starting to get back into the flow. School starts in 2 weeks. Kids need to get up.
Right.
So get out there and start mowing right now.
From the 816, on the weekends, I go with 8 a.m.
Okay.
That gives you 8 hours of sleep if you went to bed at midnight. If you stay up later than that, then that's on you and not me to wait for you to wake up.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, look, I'm early early to bed, early to rise type of guy, obviously, for what we do for a living. So I was telling these guys, like, Dusty experience for the first time, like, getting up on a Saturday morning after working all week and getting up at 3:45 and 4 o'clock and sleeping until 7:45 and being done with the day by, like, 10. I'm like, that's the weekend, man. Yeah. That's the way to do it. You can get up so early on the weekend, get everything out of the way, and then by the time the rest of the world starts waking up, you've already been to Hy-Vee, you've already got your coffee, you already mowed your lawn, and you're like, I got the rest of the day to do whatever the hell it is I want.
I had a damn panic attack at 6:30 on Saturday morning. I'm late. Oh, God. Bob, sorrow. Never mind.
Nope.
Saturday.
Saturday. I July don't have to worry
27th.
About this.
I was like, all right, I'm going back to bed. And then I woke up at like 8, and I was like, golly, do we sleep in today?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Wow, I can get a lot going by 8 o'clock. So anyway.
You know it's Monday when Camp Cliches come blaring through your radio. Here they are.
Well, hello! I am back from hiatus to return to Cliches from Camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year! I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche!
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
These preseason games are going to be important for us.
This is my sanctuary, baby. There's something about this place that gets you ready every single year. It gets a little hot. We get the pads on it. It feels a little longer.
Teams got to decide what is important, what isn't important.
This is where you really find out what the team is made of, how you sharpen the iron, how you guys practice, your practice habit.
Hey, this is the standard. Coach Spags, you know, Coach Reed expects something of us, and we got to bring it.
You just want to amp it up every single year so that you keep finding ways to, you know, kind of climb that staircase of success. And
it's really just doing whatever Spags asked me to do.
Right now, I'm just happy that I'm in the NFL and I get to play, baby.
Learn from the bad in the game and try to take from the good.
Nobody does it better than Coach Reed and Coach Spags, man.
We don't spend a lot of time here with Puppet.
The Royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
What was that one at the end there about we don't spend time on puppets? This is where we are in the Andy Reid stage of life right now, where he's...
We don't spend a lot of time here with puppets, you know, so it's... We try to do our work and try to get better.
Right. This is where we are in the Andy Reid circle of life. Let's think about this. I was talking to somebody over the weekend that knows Andy. I go, let me run this by him, okay? 15 years ago, okay, whatever 15 years ago was, 2009, right? You go up to Andy Reid and say, in 2024, here's what I'm laying out for you. You will be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. You will be going for a three-peat. You will be coaching maybe the greatest quarterback in the history of the world, and you will be addressing a frog puppet that was at Raiders camp. Are you in on that? Do you believe that will happen? What do you think Andy would have believed the least that he was going to be doing in 15 years? Because 15 years ago, I would imagine he probably didn't plan for any of this that is happening right now, right before his eyes. And then to top it all off, he's there at training camp addressing with CBS Sports puppets that the Oakland Raiders are using to mock his quarterback. Like, if you're Andy Reid, you just got to go, what in the hell did I get myself into here over these last 15 years?
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah.
Like, if I think I tweeted it out. I don't know if you've seen, like, the meme that's crazy. It's like the, I think it's like the chimpanzee that does the, oh, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just put that and I said, every Raiders fan, when you hear, it'll get handled, it gets handled.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, that's that petty Mahomes version,
oh,
right?
God,
like,
yes.
That's that, here we go. Like, when it's Vegas and the Chiefs, and you wonder why Patrick Mahomes is still in there when they're up 42-3. Remember the puppet?
Yeah.
Like, and it's stuff like that that is unnecessary, but necessary.
Sure.
Because here we are, like you said, talking camp, and there's a team that thought it was hilarious to bring a puppet out, and then immediately went the other way and said, we apologize. You know, the fan of the Raiders, like, oh, I shouldn't have done it. But, like, you spent time to dress up a frog as a quarterback. Like,
right.
You did mean to do it.
You
can't go punch some guy in the face, and then when he comes after you, you're like, I didn't really mean to hit you in the face, dude. I just, it happened.
Right.
No. There are consequences for your action.
Exactly. Well, and people don't want to believe that in this day and age, Dusty. Nobody wants to believe that there are consequences for your actions, but there are. Whatever it is, there's a consequence for it, right? Like, you look back on this incident, and it's obviously a rookie, a seventh-round pick. When the fan handed him the puppet, he should have been like, no.
Yep.
But at that point in time, what the hell does a rookie truly know about what's going on? He doesn't really know about the quote-unquote Raider-Chief rivalry. He probably doesn't even know what happened on Christmas Day, you know, last year. We just assume that everybody knows everything that goes on in sports. Mm-hmm. Most of the guys that are involved in sports at a professional level aren't paying attention to sports all that much, right?
Yeah.
They're focused on their job and that's it. So somebody duped a rookie. Would you be surprised if it was a Chiefs fan that got in there and duped this rookie into doing something like this? I wouldn't be.
No.
I wouldn't be at all. But that's what we said on Friday, October 27th. I got a text from somebody. October 27th, get your popcorn ready because it is going to be on. And now Andy Reid's involved in it, right? Reid's involved because it'll be handled when it'll be handled. And that's the subtle Andy Reid sending a message to Oakland going, hey, I hate to break the news to you, but on October 27th, you're about to get your ass handed to you like you've never had your ass handed to you before. Who's next?
Right. Yeah, Mahomes, it'll be handled when it's handled. Andy Reid, we don't really care about puppets this time.
Right.
You know? And I'm telling you, man, I got a couple of texts this weekend as well that were like, man, I really hope that celebration you mentioned on air the other day happens where Pat scores a touchdown.
Patrick?
Yeah. And then Travis just puts his hand up his jersey and acts like he's the puppet.
But yeah, I need that.
You need that. But you can do it against the Raiders.
Only the
Raiders. Like, you can't do that in week one or week six or whatever, week it is. You got to do that on that October 27th game against the Raiders. First touchdown that gets scored, you go ahead and you do that. And I'm telling you what, man, they are circling that game. They're circling every game, as we've talked about. But more importantly, they're circling that game. That is going to be like the coming out party for the Patrick Mahomes offense in his career. He may do the most damage he's ever done to a team against the Oakland Raiders on October 27th. I'm trying to think of like his best offensive performances. Obviously, the 5 touchdowns to start his career against the Chargers, the 5 the following week or whatever it was against Pittsburgh. But, you know, that Rams, was it 4-6 or whatever it was, right? The 10 in the first two games.
Yeah.
And then you had the game against the Rams is first year as a starting quarterback. That was like a 55-50 game that was pretty awesome offensively. This one may have the opportunity, guys, to top all of that. Even the top the Texans playoff game where you're down 24-0 and you come back and you go on like a 48-0 run. Like, this has the opportunity to be better than that. Think about everything we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. This has the opportunity to be better than everything we've seen against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, maybe. And Mac, you could probably agree to this. I don't know. Maybe the reason he was so good is because he had MVS.
Probably so. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
You guys laugh. This is a direct quote from Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Quote, I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win MVP, a couple Super Bowls. My resume speaks for itself. Two, ain't a one-way thing, man. I put up some big numbers with these guys, made some big plays for these guys. It all works out on both ends, and it's not a fluke. It's happened everywhere.
He thinks he's the variable.
Yeah. Marquez Variable Scantling. That's what MVS stands for.
That's it, yeah.
It's variable. Like, the Raiders are delusional to not think that, like, now Mahomes is headhunting them.
Right.
When he might just go perfect. He might just go 27-27, 355 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders just be like, oh, son of a gun, why did we do this? More delusional speaks for itself. I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win an MVP and a couple of Super Bowls. You also ruined Mahomes' stats last year with your drops.
Yeah.
Now, big catch against the Ravens. I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
Was pass interfered with against the Green Bay Packers. We all remember that game.
We all remember that.
But, man, no. Like, you did. Why do we have to have this sort of ego? Like, I never saw this coming from some, and maybe this is like misquoted, but it's from NFL Talk. If you want to go to on Twitter or X to find it, but like, you helped Aaron Rodgers. Like, doesn't everybody, like, that's just being like, so now you sound like an individual Richard.
Yeah. Well, it's also the human being who doesn't understand his self-worth and where his lot in life really is. And you were the beneficiary of playing with Aaron Rodgers and playing with Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of people on planet Earth that have played wide receiver in the NFL that have not had the opportunity to play with two of the greatest of all time. You had that opportunity. If you were playing with another team and another quarterback, let's say Geno Smith was your quarterback or Kyler Murray was your quarterback, there's a good chance MVS is no longer in the NFL. I think what we're looking at are two quarterbacks that made MVS better, and the track record is there, right? The track record is there for wide receivers that both Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes made better. Both of those guys have had a luxurious career, a long career in the NFL, and wide receivers and pass catchers have changed for both of those guys over the years, and they haven't missed a beat. And so MVS not understanding like what these guys did for him and what opportunity he had, I'm not surprised about it, because that's the way he was last year in the locker room when he wasn't playing well. He was like surprised people were saying, you're not playing well. Like, the guy just doesn't get it. And there's something to be said for that in professional sports. Like, block out everything that's happening on the outside. Be clueless as to what people are saying and just go out there and think you're doing your job. Maybe that's part of the reason why MVS has been able to hang on so long. But, sir, if you feel that you are the reason why Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are at the top of their game, I hate to break the news to you. You're not the reason why those guys are at the top of their game. You are a piece to the puzzle in their careers, and probably one that both of those guys will have to go, oh, yeah, that's right. MVS played here for a hot minute.
The hell's MVS doing here? Don't you remember? No, not really.
Not really.
No, no, I don't.
No.
I
sure don't. So what, Josh Allen wins MVP this year because MVS is a wide receiver on his team?
Well, I mean, but here's another team like doing something right now. Like, Mahomes has got to be hearing that and going, okay, now Buffalo's on the list, right? Like, MVS, really, like, be grateful for what you had and go, hey, I was very fortunate. I got to play with Mahomes and I got to play with Aaron Rodgers. Most guys are not that lucky. And now I have an opportunity to play with Josh Allen, right? Think about that. How many wide receivers in this league, in the history of this league, have the opportunity to play with one great quarterback, let alone two great quarterbacks, and a third one that a lot of people think is one of the top of the game right now?
Right.
Yeah, not good. And has never cracked 700 yards with any of them.
Yeah.
But he's the reason.
But he's the reason.
He's the reason.
Yeah. Made some big plays in the postseason. Not going to lie about that. Like, something to be said about that, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, to sit there and think that you're like in that Travis Kelce category or Tyreek Hill category or Davante Adams category or...
No, he's Jerry Rice.
You know, God.
Yeah, seriously, man. Come on.
My goodness, MVS.
He's already asking what size he needs to send into Canton for his jacket.
That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looks absolutely brutal outside.
Brutally hot outside, yes. It's going to be like 100 degrees out there today. And if you're thinking about mowing today, Josh texts last night, I think I'm going to have to break my rules of mowing. Here's the deal. Weekday, 7 a.m., you're fine.
Right?
7 a.m. I think 7 a.m. you're fine on the weekends. Yeah.
My rule is once the trash trucks start coming out,
yeah,
you can go ahead and
you can go out
and
mow out. Okay. All right.
I would assume it's the same annoyance of hearing like, same thing as hearing the guy fire. I don't know.
Yeah. I think during the week, I don't care what day it is during the week, 7 a.m. is a perfect start time for mowing. Weekend, you might want to push it back till 9 o'clock or something nine like that. Yeah. But during the week, 7 a.m., everybody's up. They're doing their thing. They're getting ready for work. If you want to mow at 7 a.m. and get it done and not have to worry about the heat that's going to be out there today, go ahead and do it. Dusty's playing golf at 4 o'clock today.
Oh,
so there you go. Go out there. 4 o'clock. Perfect time for golf. Perfect time for 18.
He's dedicated to the grind, baby.
I love it.
You
were the one who last Monday goes, we'll be done by 6:30, 2.5 hours. How long did it end up taking you out there?
Three and a half hours.
We
were done at 7:30. 7:30.
Three and a half hours. That's what it was. Why don't you ask them to play through then? Or was it one of those like you're trying to pass somebody on the road or in a grocery store aisle and you just can't get past them because they're doing a great job of being a pain in the ass,
speed matching.
There was another threesome in front of them, so it's just like you're racing to a red light.
Gotcha. So at that point,
it's just like, all right, we're going to play about, you know, a couple minutes behind pace, but it was fine because, you know, the sun goes down. It
wasn't 100 degrees, though, last weekend, so this will be
also,
a
to the mowing thing, like, if it's going to be 100 degrees outside, why don't you just kiss my ass? I'll mow whenever I want to, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, Bob, you're mowing your yard at 7 a.m.?
Like, that's right. Yes, I am.
9 a.m., it's going to be 96, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to have all the sweat pouring out of me, and I don't want to die, so I'm going to get out here and cut the damn grass.
Yeah. And when you come home at night, Gary, and it's hotter than hell, and I'm drinking my Gatorade watching you mow from the inside of my blinds.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to like that, because Gary came home, put his khakis on the bed, and put on his mowing shorts and went out there with his sneakers that are 85 years old, stained green, and went out there and cut the grass at 5 o'clock and then sweated his ass off. So I'll be honest with you. Get started now. Get it done now. The hell with it. Everybody's getting up. Everybody's getting ready. People are starting to get back into the flow. School starts in 2 weeks. Kids need to get up.
Right.
So get out there and start mowing right now.
From the 816, on the weekends, I go with 8 a.m.
Okay.
That gives you 8 hours of sleep if you went to bed at midnight. If you stay up later than that, then that's on you and not me to wait for you to wake up.
Yeah. I'm early to bed, early to rise type of guy, obviously, for what we do for a living. So I was telling these guys, like, Dusty experience for the first time, like, getting up on a Saturday morning after working all week and getting up at 3:45 and 4 o'clock and sleeping until 7:45 and being done with the day by, like, 10. I'm like, that's the weekend, man.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. You can get up so early on the weekend, get everything out of the way, and then by the time the rest of the world starts waking up, you've already been to Hy-Vee, you've already got your coffee, you already mowed your lawn, and you're like, I got the rest of the day to do whatever the hell it is.
Damn,
I want.
I had a damn panic attack at 6:30 on Saturday morning. I'm late. Bob, sorry. Never mind.
Nope.
Saturday.
July 27th.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to bed. And then I woke up at like 8 and I was like, golly, do we sleep in today?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Wow, I can get a lot going by 8 o'clock. So, anyway.
You know, it's Monday when Camp Cliches come blaring through your radio. Here they are.
Well, hello. I am back from hiatus to return to Cliches from Camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche.
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
These preseason games are going to be important for us.
This is my sanctuary, baby. There's something about this place that gets you ready every single year. It gets a little hot. We get the pads on. It feels a little longer.
Teams got to decide what is important, what isn't important.
This is where you really find out what the team is made of, how you sharpen the iron, how you guys practice, your practice habit. Hey, this is the standard. Coach Spags, you know, Coach Reed expects something of us, and we got to bring it. You just want to amp it up every single year so that you keep finding ways to, you know, kind of climb that staircase of success. And it's really just doing whatever Spags asked me to do. Right now, I'm just happy that I'm in the NFL and I get to play, baby. Learn from the bad in the game and try to take from the good. Nobody does it better than Coach Reed and Coach Spags, man.
We don't spend a lot of time here with Puppet.
The Royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
What was that one at the end there about we don't spend time on puppets? This is where we are in the Andy Reid stage of life right now, where he's...
I'd probably say not. We don't spend a lot of time here with puppets, you know. So it's we try to do our work and try to get better.
Right. This is where we are in the Andy Reid circle of life. Let's think about this. I was talking to somebody over the weekend that knows Andy. I go, let me run this by him. Okay, 15 years ago. Okay, whatever 15 years ago was, 2009. Right. You go up to Andy Reid and say, in 2024, here's what I'm laying out for you. You will be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. You will be going for a three-peat. You will be coaching maybe the greatest quarterback in the history of the world, and you will be addressing a frog puppet that was at Raiders camp. Are you in on that? Do you believe that will happen? What do you think Andy would have believed the least that he was going to be doing in 15 years? Because 15 years ago, I would imagine he probably didn't plan for any of this that is happening right now, right before his eyes. And then to top it all off, he's there at training camp addressing with CBS Sports puppets that the Oakland Raiders are using to mock his quarterback. Like, if you're Andy Reid, you just got to go, what in the hell did I get myself into here over these last 15 years?
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah.
Like, if I think I tweeted it out. I don't know if you've seen, like, the meme that's crazy. It's like the, I think it's like the chimpanzee that does the, oh, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just put that and I said, every Raiders fan, when you hear, it'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, that's that petty Mahomes version,
oh,
right?
God,
like
yes.
That's that. Here we go. Like when it's Vegas and the Chiefs, and you wonder why Patrick Mahomes is still in there when they're up 42-3. Remember the puppet?
Yeah,
like, and it's stuff like that that is unnecessary but necessary.
Sure,
because here we are, like you said, talking camp, and there's a team that thought it was hilarious to bring a puppet out, and then immediately went the other way and said, we apologize. You know, the fan of the Raiders, like, oh, I shouldn't have done it. But, like, you spent time to dress up a frog as a quarterback. Like,
right.
You did mean to do it.
You did mean to do it,
you
yeah.
You can't go punch some guy in the face, and then when he comes after you, you're like, I didn't really mean to hit you in the face, dude. I just, it happened.
Right.
No. There are consequences for your actions.
Exactly. Well, and people don't want to believe that in this day and age, Dusty. Nobody wants to believe that there are consequences for your actions, but there are, whatever it is, there's a consequence for it, right? Like you look back on this incident and it's obviously a rookie, a seventh round pick. When the fan handed him the puppet, he should have been like, no.
Yep.
But at that point in time, what the hell does a rookie truly know about what's going on? He doesn't really know about the quote unquote Raider Chief rivalry. He probably doesn't even know what happened on Christmas Day, last year. We just assume that everybody knows everything that goes on in sports. Mm-hmm. Most of the guys that are involved in sports at a professional level aren't paying attention to sports all that much, right?
Yeah.
They're focused on their job and that's it. So somebody duped a rookie. Would you be surprised if it was a Chiefs fan that got in there and duped this rookie into doing something like this? I wouldn't be.
No.
I wouldn't be at all. But that's what we said on Friday, October 27th. I got a text from somebody. October 27th, get your popcorn ready because it is going to be on. And now Andy Reid's involved in it, right? Reid's involved because it'll be handled when it'll be handled. And that's the subtle Andy Reid sending a message to Oakland going, hey, I hate to break the news to you, but on October 27th, you're about to get your ass handed to you like you've never had your ass handed to you before. Who's next?
Right. Yeah, Mahomes, it'll be handled when it's handled. Andy Reid, we don't really care about puppets this time.
Right.
And I'm telling you, man, I got a couple of texts this weekend as well that were like, man, I really hope that celebration you mentioned on air the other day happens where Pat scores a touchdown. Patrick.
Yeah.
And then Travis just puts his hand up his jersey and acts like he's the puppet.
But yeah, I need that.
You need that. But you can do it against the Raiders.
Only
the Raiders. Like, you can't do that in week one or week six or whatever, week it is. You got to do that on that October 27th game against the Raiders. First touchdown that gets scored, you go ahead and you do that. And I'm telling you what, man, they are circling that game. They're circling every game, as we've talked about. But more importantly, they're circling that game. That is going to be like the coming out party for the Patrick Mahomes offense in his career. He may do the most damage he's ever done to a team against the Oakland Raiders on October 27th. I'm trying to think of like his best offensive performances. Obviously, the 5 touchdowns to start his career against the Chargers, the 5 the following week or whatever it was against Pittsburgh. But, that Rams, was it 4-6 or whatever it was, right? The 10 in the first two games.
Yeah.
And then you had the game against the Rams is first year as a starting quarterback. That was like a 55-50 game that was pretty awesome offensively. This one may have the opportunity, guys, to top all of that. Even the top the Texans playoff game where you're down 24-0, you come back and you go on like a 48-0 run. Like, this has the opportunity to be better than that. Think about everything we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. This has the opportunity to be better than everything we've seen against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, maybe, and Mac, you could probably agree to this, I don't know, maybe the reason he was so good is because he had MVS.
Probably so, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
You guys laugh. This is a direct quote from Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Quote, I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win MVP, a couple Super Bowls. My resume speaks for itself. Two, ain't a one-way thing, man. I put up some big numbers with these guys, made some big plays for these guys. It all works out on both ends, and it's not a fluke. It's happened everywhere.
He thinks he's the variable.
Yeah. Marquez Variable Scantling. That's what MVS stands for.
That's it. Yeah.
It's variable. Like, the Raiders are delusional to not think that, like, now Mahomes is headhunting them.
Right.
When he might just go perfect. He might just go 27 to 27, 350, 5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders just be like, oh, son of a gun, why did we do this? More delusional speaks for itself. I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win an MVP and a couple of Super Bowls. You also ruined Mahomes' stats last year with your drops.
Yeah.
Now, big catch against the Ravens. I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
Was pass interfered with against the Green Bay Packers. We all remember that game.
We all remember that.
But, man, yep. No. Like, you did. Why do we have to have this sort of ego? Like, I never saw this coming from some. And maybe this is, like, misquoted, but it's from NFL Talk if you want to go to on Twitter or X to find it. But, like, you helped Aaron Rodgers. Like, doesn't everybody? Like, that's just being like, so now you sound like an individual Richard.
Yeah, well, it's also the human being who doesn't understand his self-worth and where his lot in life really is. And you were the beneficiary of playing with Aaron Rodgers and playing with Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of people on planet Earth that have played wide receiver in the NFL that have not had the opportunity to play with two of the greatest of all time. You had that opportunity. If you were playing with another team and another quarterback, let's say Geno Smith was your quarterback or Kyler Murray was your quarterback, there's a good chance MVS is no longer in the NFL. I think what we're looking at are two quarterbacks that made MVS better, and the track record is there, right? The track record is there for wide receivers that both Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes made better. Both of those guys have had a luxurious career, a long career in the NFL, and wide receivers and pass catchers have changed for both of those guys over the years, and they haven't missed a beat. And so MVS not understanding like what these guys did for him and what opportunity he had, I'm not surprised about it because that's the way he was last year in the locker room when he wasn't playing well. He was like surprised people were saying you're not playing well. Like the guy just doesn't get it. And there's something to be said for that in professional sports. Like block out everything that's happening on the outside. Be clueless as to what people are saying and just go out there and think you're doing your job. Maybe that's part of the reason why MVS has been able to hang on so long. But sir, if you feel that you are the reason why Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are at the top of their game, I hate to break the news to you. You're not the reason why those guys are at the top of their game. You are a piece to the puzzle in their careers and probably one that both of those guys will have to go, oh, yeah, that's right. MVS played here for a hot minute.
The hell's MVS doing here? Don't you remember? No, not really.
Not really.
No, I don't.
No.
I
sure don't. So what, Josh Allen wins MVP this year because MVS is a wide receiver on his team?
Well, I mean, but here's another team like doing something right now. Like Mahomes has got to be hearing that and going, okay, now Buffalo's on the list, right? Like MVS really like be grateful for what you had and go, hey, I was very fortunate. I got to play with Mahomes and I got to play with Aaron Rodgers. Most guys are not that lucky. And now I have an opportunity to play with Josh Allen, right? Think about that. How many wide receivers in this league, in the history of this league, have the opportunity to play with one great quarterback, let alone two great quarterbacks, and a third one that a lot of people think is one of the top in the game right now?
Right. Yeah, not good.
And has never cracked 700 yards with any of them.
Yeah.
But he's the reason.
But he's the reason.
He's the reason.
Yeah. Made some big plays in the postseason. Not going to lie about that. Like, there's something to be said about that, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, to sit there and think that you're like in that Travis Kelce category or Tyreek Hill category or Davante Adams category or
he's Jerry Rice.
You know, God,
yeah, seriously, man. I mean,
my goodness, MVS.
He's already asking what size he needs to send into Canton for his jacket.
That's right.
Looks absolutely brutal outside.
Brutally hot outside. Yes. It's going to be like 100 degrees out there today. And if you're thinking about mowing today, Josh texts last night. I think I'm going to have to break my rules of mowing. Here's the deal. Weekday, 7 a.m., you're fine.
For sure.
Right? 7 a.m. Sure. I think 7 a.m., you're fine on the weekends. Yeah.
My rule is once the trash trucks start coming out,
yeah,
you can go ahead and
you can go out
and
mow out. Okay. All right.
I would assume it's the same annoyance of hearing like, same thing as hearing the guy fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I think during the week, I don't care what day it is during the week, 7 a.m. is a perfect start time for mowing. Weekend, you might want to push it back till 9 o'clock or something
like that.
But during the week, 7 a.m., everybody's up. They're doing their thing. They're getting ready for work. If you want to mow at 7 a.m. and get it done and not have to worry about the heat that's going to be out there today, go ahead and do it. Dusty's playing golf at 4 o'clock today. There you go. Go out there. 4 o'clock. Perfect time for golf. Perfect time for 18.
He's dedicated to the grind, baby.
Well, I mean, my God.
I love it.
You were the one who last Monday goes, yeah, we'll be done by 6:30, 2.5 hours. How long did it end up taking you out there?
Three and a half hours.
We're
done at 7:30.
7:30. Three and a half hours.
Behind
out
there. Slow foursome.
That's what it was. Why don't you ask them to play through then? Or was it one of those like you're trying to pass somebody on the road or in a grocery store aisle and you just can't get past them because they're doing a great job of being a pain in the ass.
Well, matching.
There was another threesome in front of them, so it's just like you're racing to a red light.
Gotcha.
So at that point, it's just like, all right, we're going to play about, you know, a couple minutes behind pace, but it was fine because, you know, the sun goes down. It
wasn't 100 degrees, though, last weekend, so this will be 100.
Also, to the mowing thing, like, if it's going to be 100 degrees outside, why don't you just kiss my ass? I'll mow whenever I want to, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, Bob, you're mowing your yard at 7 a.m.?
Like, that's right. Yes,
because
I am.
9 a.m., it's going to be 96, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to have all the sweat pouring out of me, and I don't want to die, so I'm going to get out here and cut the damn grass.
Yeah. And when you come home at night, Gary, and it's hotter than hell, and I'm drinking my Gatorade watching you mow from the inside of my blinds.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to like that because Gary came home, put his khakis on the bed, and put on his mowing shorts and went out there with his sneakers that are 85 years old, stained green, and went out there and cut the grass at 5 o'clock and then sweated his ass off. So I'll be honest with you. Get started now. Get it done now. The hell with it. Everybody's getting up. Everybody's getting ready. People are starting to get back into the flow. School starts in 2 weeks. Kids need to get up.
Right.
So get out there and start mowing right now.
From the 816, on the weekends, I go with 8 a.m.
Okay.
You 8 hours of sleep if you went to bed at midnight. If you stay up later than that, then that's on you and not me to wait for you to wake up.
Yeah, I'm early to bed, early to rise type of guy, obviously, for what we do for a living. So I was telling these guys, like, Dusty experience for the first time, like, getting up on a Saturday morning after working all week and getting up at 3:45 and 4 o'clock and sleeping until 7:45 and being done with the day by, like, 10. I'm like, that's the weekend, man. Yeah. That's the way to do it. You can get up so early on the weekend, get everything out of the way, and then by the time the rest of the world starts waking up, you've already been to Hy-Vee, you've already got your coffee, you already mowed your lawn, and you're like, I got the rest of the day to do whatever the hell it is I want.
I had a damn panic attack at 6:30 on Saturday morning. I'm late. Oh, God. Bob, sorrow. Never mind.
Nope.
Saturday.
I don't
July
have to worry
27th.
About this.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to bed. And then I woke up at like 8 and I was like, golly, do we sleep in today?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Wow, I can get a lot going by 8 o'clock. So,
but
anyway.
You know, it's Monday when Camp Cliches come blaring through your radio. Here they are.
Well, hello. I am back from hiatus to return to Cliches from Camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche.
He'll get handled when it gets handled.
These preseason games are going to be important for us.
This is my sanctuary, baby. There's something about this place that gets you ready every single year. It gets a little hot. We get the pads on, it feels a little longer.
Teams got to decide what is important, what isn't important.
This is where you really find out what the team is made of, how you sharpen the iron, how you guys practice, your practice habit. Hey, this is the standard. Coach Spags, you know, Coach Reed expects something of us, and we got to bring it. You just want to amp it up every single year so that you keep finding ways to, you know, kind of climb that staircase to success. And it's really just doing whatever Spags asked me to do. Right now, I'm just happy that I'm in the NFL and I get to play, baby. Learn from the bad in the game and try to take from the good. Nobody does it better than Coach Reed and Coach Spags, man.
We don't spend a lot of time here with Puppet.
The Royal Family! be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
What was that one at the end there about we don't spend time on puppets? This is where we are in the Andy Reid stage of life right now, where he's...
I'd probably say not... we don't spend a lot of time here with puppets, you know, so it's... We try to do our work and try to get better.
Right. This is where we are in the Andy Reid circle of life. Let's think about this. I was talking to somebody over the weekend that knows Andy. I go, let me run this by him, okay? 15 years ago, okay? Whatever 15 years ago was, 2009, right? You go up to Andy Reid and say, in 2024, here's what I'm laying out for you. You will be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. You will be going for a three-peat. You will be coaching maybe the greatest quarterback in the history of the world, and you will be addressing a frog puppet that was at Raiders camp. Are you in on that? Do you believe that will happen? What do you think Andy would have believed the least that he was going to be doing in 15 years? Because 15 years ago, I would imagine he probably didn't plan for any of this that is happening right now, right before his eyes. And then to top it all off, he's there at training camp addressing with CBS Sports puppets that the Oakland Raiders are using to mock his quarterback. Like, if you're Andy Reid, you just got to go, what the hell did I get myself into here over these last 15 years?
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah.
Like, if I think I tweeted it out. I don't know if you've seen, like, the meme that's crazy. It's like the, I think it's like the chimpanzee that does the, oh, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just put that and I said, every Raiders fan, when you hear, it'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, that's that petty Mahomes version,
oh,
right?
God,
like
yes.
That's that. Here we go. Like when it's Vegas and the Chiefs, and you wonder why Patrick Mahomes is still in there when they're up 42-3. Remember the puppet?
Yeah.
Like, and it's stuff like that that is unnecessary but necessary.
Sure.
Because here we are, like you said, talking camp, and there's a team that thought it was hilarious to bring a puppet out, and then immediately went the other way and said, we apologize. You know, the fan of the Raiders like, oh, I shouldn't have done it. But like, you spent time to dress up a frog as a quarterback. Like,
right.
You did mean to do it.
You did mean to do it.
You
yeah.
can't go punch some guy in the face. And then when he comes after you, you're like, I didn't really mean to hit you in the face, dude. I just, it happened.
Right.
No. There are consequences for your actions.
Exactly. Well, and people don't want to believe that in this day and age, Dusty. Nobody wants to believe that there are consequences for your actions, but there are. Whatever it is, there's a consequence for it, right? Like, you look back on this incident, and it's obviously a rookie, a seventh-round pick. When the fan handed him the puppet, he should have been like, no.
Yep.
But at that point in time, what the hell does a rookie truly know about what's going on? He doesn't really know about the quote-unquote Raider-Chief rivalry. He probably doesn't even know what happened on Christmas Day, you know, last year. We just assume that everybody knows everything that goes on in sports. Most of the guys that are involved in sports at a professional level aren't paying attention to sports all that much, right?
Yeah.
They're focused on their job and that's it. So I look, somebody duped a rookie. Would you be surprised if it was a Chiefs fan that got in there and duped this rookie into doing something like this? I wouldn't be.
No.
I wouldn't be at all. But that's what we said on Friday, October 27th. I got a text from somebody. October 27th, get your popcorn ready because it is going to be on. And now Andy Reid's involved in it, right? Reid's involved because it'll be handled when it'll be handled. And that's the subtle Andy Reid sending a message to Oakland going, hey, I hate to break the news to you, but on October 27th, you're about to get your ass handed to you like you've never had your ass handed to you before. Who's next?
Right. Yeah, Mahomes, it'll be handled when it's handled. Andy Reid, we don't really care about puppets this time.
Right.
You know? And I'm telling you, man, I got a couple of texts this weekend as well that were like, man, I really hope that celebration you mentioned on air the other day happens where Pat scores a touchdown. Patrick.
Yeah.
And then Travis just puts his hand up his jersey and acts like he's the puppet.
But yeah, I need that.
You need that. But you can do it against the Raiders.
Only
the Raiders. Like, you can't do that in week one or week six or whatever, you know, week it is. You got to do that on that October 27th game against the Raiders. First touchdown that gets scored, you go ahead and you do that. And I'm telling you what, man, they are circling that game. They're circling every game, as we've talked about. But more importantly, they're circling that game. That is going to be like the coming out party for the Patrick Mahomes offense in his career. career. He may do the most damage he's ever done to a team against the Oakland Raiders on October 27th. I'm trying to think of like his best offensive performances. Obviously, the 5 touchdowns to start his career against the Chargers, the 5 the following week or whatever it was against Pittsburgh. But, you know, that Rams, was it 4-6 or whatever it was, right? The 10 in the first 2 games.
Yeah.
And then you had the game against the Rams, his first year as a starting quarterback. That was like a 55-50 game that was pretty awesome offensively. This one may have the opportunity, guys, to top all of that. Even the top the Texans playoff game where you're down 24-0 and you come back and you go on like a 48-0 run. Like, this has the opportunity to be better than that. Think about everything we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. This has the opportunity to be better than everything we've seen against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, maybe, and Mac, you could probably agree to this, I don't know, maybe the reason he was so good is because he had MVS.
Probably so, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
You guys laugh. This is a direct quote from Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Quote, I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win MVP, a couple Super Bowls. My resume speaks for itself. 2, ain't a one-way thing, man. I put up some big numbers with these guys, made some big plays for these guys. It all works out on both ends, and it's not a fluke. It's happened everywhere. I mean,
he thinks he's the variable.
Yeah. Marquez Variable Scantling. That's what MVS stands
for. That's it. Yeah.
It's variable. Like, the Raiders are delusional to not think that, like, now Mahomes is headhunting them.
Right.
When he might just go perfect. He might just go 27 of 27, 350, 5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders just be like, oh, son of a gun, why did we do this? More delusional speaks for itself. I helped Aaron win a couple MVPs. I helped Pat win an MVP and a couple of Super Bowls. You also ruined Mahomes' stats last year with your drops.
Yeah.
Now, big catch against the Ravens. I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
Was pass interfered with against the Green Bay Packers. We all remember that game.
We all remember that.
But, man, no. Like, you didn't. Why do we have to have this sort of ego? Like, I never saw this coming from some. And maybe this is, like, misquoted, but it's from NFL Talk if you want to go to on Twitter or X to find it. But, like, you helped Aaron Rodgers. Like, doesn't everybody? Like, that's just being like, so now you sound like an individual Richard.
Yeah, well, it's also the human being who doesn't understand his self-worth and where his lot in life really is. And you were the beneficiary of playing with Aaron Rodgers and playing with Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of people on planet Earth that have played wide receiver in the NFL that have not had the opportunity to play with two of the greatest of all time. You had that opportunity. If you were playing with another team and another quarterback, let's say Geno Smith was your quarterback or Kyler Murray was your quarterback, there's a good chance MVS is no longer in the NFL. I think what we're looking at are two quarterbacks that made MVS better, and the track record is there, right? The track record is there for wide receivers that both Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes made better. Both of those guys have had a luxurious career, a long career in the NFL, and wide receivers and pass catchers have changed for both of those guys over the years, and they haven't missed a beat. And so MVS not understanding like what these guys did for him and what opportunity he had, I'm not surprised about it because that's the way he was last year in the locker room when he wasn't playing well. He was like surprised people were saying you're not playing well. Like, the guy just doesn't get it. And there's something to be said for that in professional sports. Like, block out everything that's happening on the outside. Be clueless as to what people are saying and just go out there and think you're doing your job. Maybe that's part of the reason why MVS has been able to hang on so long. But, sir, if you feel that you are the reason why Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are at the top of their game, I hate to break the news to you. You're not the reason why those guys are at the top of their game. You are a piece to the puzzle in their careers and probably one that both of those guys will have to go, oh, yeah, that's right. MVS played here for a hot minute.
The hell's MVS doing here? Don't you remember? No, not really.
Not really.
No, I don't.
No.
I
sure don't. So what, Josh Allen wins MVP this year because MVS is a wide receiver on his team?
Well, I mean, but here's another team, like, doing something right now. Like, Mahomes has got to be hearing that and going, okay, now Buffalo's on the list, right? Like, MVS, really, like, be grateful for what you had and go, hey, I was very fortunate. I got to play with Mahomes, and I got to play with Aaron Rodgers. Most guys are not that lucky, and now I have an opportunity to play with Josh Allen, right? Think about that. How many wide receivers in this league, in the history of this league, have the opportunity to play with one great quarterback, let alone two great quarterbacks, and a third one that a lot of people think is one of the top of the game right now?
Right. Yeah, not good.
And has never cracked 700 yards with any of them.
Yeah.
But he's the reason.
But he's the reason.
He's the reason.
Yeah. Made some big plays in the postseason. Not going to lie about that. Like, there's something to be said about that, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, to sit there and think that you're, like, in that Travis Kelce category or Tyreek Hill category or Davante Adams category or...
No, he's Jerry Rice.
You know? God.
Yeah, seriously, man.
My goodness, MVS.
He's already asking what size he needs to send into Canton for his jacket.
That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.